This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. The Auburn University professor says we need to be aware of what cyber terrorism could do to agriculture and our food industry. I'll talk about it after this. It's an aspect of the job I thoroughly enjoy. I'm going to be very honest with you. Back in the days when I was forced to be in a studio day after day after day, I was not happy. I love the opportunity to be out on farms visiting with you folks. And one thing I hear from you is that you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your farm wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they're willing to lend a hand with their products ranging from JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to JT6 greases to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid. Their legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and maybe take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. Amid an abundance of Russian-related political controversy, a professor at Auburn University is urging people to be aware of the real, tangible consequences that cyber warfare could have, and that includes on our food, our water, and electricity systems. The chair of the Auburn University Food System Institute's Food and Water Defense Working Group, Bob Norton, says the food and agriculture sector is one of 16 critical infrastructures identified by the Department of Homeland Security. He says what we're concerned about is what are called cascading effects. Norton says cascading effects are where, for instance, one critical infrastructure is targeted, then it causes a series of events that some of which may be anticipated, some may not be, and it starts to affect other critical infrastructures. He gives an example. He explained how a disturbance in Alabama's power grid could compromise the $4 billion poultry industry, one of the largest industries in Alabama, and he says it would have a devastating effect on the state's economy as well as the livelihood of the people who live there. Cascading effect, he says, would be where an adversary like Russia would affect the power grid, which could in turn affect the water supply, which could in turn affect agriculture or the poultry industry itself. Or, he said, it doesn't have to go that far a route. It could go directly from the power supply into the poultry industry. Traditionally, agroterrorism has dealt with inflicting dangerous pathogens on plants or animals that could have a widespread effect, such as the anthrax attacks in 2001. But Norton, down at Auburn University, says the definition is beginning to expand to include cyber-related attacks on agriculture. I'll be back after this.